This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1672. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 6th, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Eritrea, France, Germany, Greece, Guam, Guatemala, Malaysia, Mexico, Micronesia, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Russia, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Tunisia, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Do keep trying for LRA 36 Antarctica, since we never know how long it will stay on the air from one reactivation to the next. 15476, its unique frequency, preferably on your own receiver rather than a remote receiver. Koji Hashimoto in Japan apparently heard it on his receiver, since he doesn't mention a remote, May 28th from 2006 past 2011 UT in Spanish, but he says it is presumed. On the Condish list, Alejandro Alvarez in Neuquén, Argentina, says he phoned Esperanza Base and talked with the radio operator, Sergio, who confirmed the transmission hours are 18 to 21 UT, that is, Monday through Friday, and that they are using the original 10-kilowatt transmitter, which has been repaired. But due to power limitations, due to a small generator, they're only putting out from 1.2 to 1.5 kilowatts. Judging from several logs or attempted logs, the best time to hear it is around 1930 to 20 UT for some reason, in different parts of the world when the signal seems to peak. Ron Howard in California was trying May 31st and was not hearing anything until a carrier started to appear at 1905, but he could never make out any audio, peaking at 1945 and gone by 2000. Much closer in Santiago de Chile, Hugo Lopez tells Wolfgang Büschel on June 5th he was hearing their Together With You program, Junto a Vos, at 1930 UT, playing some Argentine tango music with an acceptable signal, Sinpo in the threes. In Australian DX News, John Faulkner in Sydney reports a station on 3330, which he identified as Radio Symbion, with Greek folk songs, a weak and noisy signal, May 12th at 0432. However, as far as we know, Radio Symbion has remained on 2368.48, where Ron Howard reconfirmed it on June 4th at 1227, and they've still been playing Pacific or Samoan music instead of Greek music, at least for the time being. I have another idea as to what John was hearing in Sydney, the second harmonic of a local medium wave station on 1665, which is listed in the handbook as one of those so-called high-power open narrowcast stations. High power meaning 400 watts, 2mm, the unofficial call sign, and there's another one like it in Melbourne, also with 400 watts. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reports to us that Bolivia's Radio Patria Nueva 6025 was heard June 1st, reactivated at 1020 to 1040 UT in Spanish and Aymara. La Voz del Estado Plurinacional de Bolivia is another slogan. They had news in Aymara and short Andean music and hookups with other stations in the country. Last report of it before then I could find was on April 12th. Silvio Romais in Brazil forwards news from a website called carosouvintes.org, dear listeners, that Rádio Clube Paranaense is about to reactivate shortwave. Actually, it's no longer called that because a year ago it was taken over by the Redemptorist Brothers, a religious organization. But they plan to reactivate 25, 31, and 49-meter shortwave frequencies. It's now known by its nickname, RB2. I'm not sure whether that too is masculine or feminine in Portuguese. A little research discovered where that comes from. Its original call sign way back in the 30s when it went on the air was PRB2, but its present medium wave call is ZYJ200 on 1430. I wonder how long it's been off shortwave. Anyhow, the previous shortwave frequencies I found in a 22-year-old World Radio TV handbook were 11935, 9725, and 6040.4. A number of listeners in the Radio Escutas group expressed great satisfaction that this station is coming back based on its previous format, but they may be in for a rude awakening. Ricky Leong in Calgary reports that on June 2nd, a fire at the transmitter site knocked CBR 1010 in Calgary off the air. Don't know if it's still off, but at least for a while it may have opened up the frequency for some DX opportunities. Via Dan Say and Mike Cooper, the Globe and Mail reported May 28th that the CRTC has approved commercial advertising on CBC Radio 2 and also on the French equivalent Espace Musique. On UT June 1st only, several of us were hearing Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish with a strong signal on 12120 as early as midnight 25 UT by Claudio Galas in Chile on the Condish list. And I was hearing it after 0500, in fact, at 0613 after it had changed to English. 6060 was missing, so obviously that transmitter had been mistuned by them to transmit only on its second harmonic, but was back to normal the following night. Radio Havana is always coming up with some new anomaly. However, even stranger, 12120 is already a frequency used for other purposes from Cuba, namely spy numbers. And furthermore, there was radio teletype interference, I guess from somewhere else. Dave Hughes in Kansas City says it sounds like more of the same screw-ups between the Cuban Intelligence Agency and Radio Havana. The last two AFN stations on shortwave are in Diego Garcia and Guam, each with a day and a night frequency. Usually, if one is not on, the other one is. But on June 4th, Ron Howard found both of them missing from both of their frequencies between 1211 and 1412 UT. We hope that was only an unfortunate coincidence. Oh, WTFK, Guam, 5765 and 13362, Diego Garcia, 4319 and 12759, all upper sideband. Tim Hendel in Alabama reminisces about HCJB in Ecuador. For him, and for many of us, one of the first shortwave stations discovered. He started listening in 1958. He says, I remember HCJB had a vast library of home-produced music. They used to play some of it on Morning in the Mountains and Caribbean Call. I wonder what became of all that self-produced music after the corporate takeover and ruination by the folks in Colorado Springs. Was it simply discarded? Roman Pankov, Bulgaria, reports to Australian DX News that Voice of Broad Masses of Eritrea is still being heard inside everybody's ham band, 7100, heard signing on at 0255, but the carrier was on as 0240 on May 27th, parallel to 9705. The English service of Radio France International is back on shortwave, without even trying, because WRMI has replaced 110 hours per week of Brother Stair with WRN relays, almost that many hours, and I ran across RFI in English June 4th around 0530 on 9955, putting in a pretty good signal. Checking the WRN schedule against the WRMI schedule, we find that it can be heard daily between 05 and 06 and also at 09 to 10 UT. I'm not sure if this is brand new, but I've just now noticed it in a new schedule issued by DX Remix News Bulgaria, that the Voice of America is now being relayed by Issoudun France, so that compensates for WRMI relaying RFI, including the English broadcast to South Sudan Monday through Friday at 1630 to 1700 on 11655 and 13870. As we mentioned, the Rhein-Main Radio Club in Germany booked a special broadcast via WRMI UT Sunday, June 2nd at 03 to 04 on 9955. In the ODXA group, Carly Forsyth in Wisconsin heard German with contemporary music at 0310, Fair in Peaks, but with Cuban jamming. In Germany itself, Wolfgang Büschel was trying to hear it and found that the WRMI frequencies was 55 hertz low, but reception was quite poor also with Cuban jamming. He suggests they should try again in October to February. However, Jeff White tells me that he's rebroadcasting that special already the following Sunday, June 9th at 03 to 04. That's Saturday night in North America on 9955. Christos Rigas in Illinois sends news from thegreekradio.com about drastic cuts being rumored from ERT, public broadcasting in Greece, even mentioning total closure and reopening as another company with a staff reduced by 2,000 and much less services, although that's certainly not been confirmed yet. However, among other things, is a reduction in the number of services to 4 from the present 6, which means 2 of the programs would cease operation. One of those endangered is the World Service, that is, the Voice of Greece on shortwave. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas opines, I'm amazed that ERT is still on shortwave at all, given that the Greek government is drowning in a staggering amount of debt. A sobering reminder for shortwave listeners who tend to forget that such services cost a lot of money and have to be paid for. A grand irony is that much of the bailout money that helps keep ERT on the air comes from Germany, a country that has slashed its own shortwave service. There is a financial side to shortwave broadcasting. Note the collapse of WYFR when the money dried up. Another very endangered station is Radio Verdad, the only remaining shortwave station in Guatemala, on 4055. We learned some months ago that its license was due to expire this month in June, and Dr. Madrid of the station was busily trying to convince the Guatemalan regulators that they should renew the license, informing them of all the good deeds that the station does, but it seems it's an uphill battle, and he was very apprehensive that they might not get their shortwave license renewed, as he was about to call the government on June 4th. By the way, don't you believe the listing for an FM frequency in the handbook of 102.7 for Radio Verdad? He says they paid the license fee for that, but they never were allowed to use it. It seems to me there's a fair amount of corruption involved in Guatemala. For now, we can hear it just about any evening on 4055, depending on the summer storm noise level, until sign-off a few minutes after 0600. Also reported by Rick Barton in Arizona to ABDX, June 3rd at 1120 with church organ music, just before his local sunrise. And it was even heard in Victoria, Australia by Rob Wagner, a delayed report in Australian DX News, April 30th at 1120 to 1150. Last week we had news from Ron Howard that the Classic Nacional program from Malaysia had improved reception greatly and standardized its frequency to exactly 5965. On May 30th, it was still on that exact frequency, but it was cutting on and off around 1238 UT, having some problems with the transmitter, as also noted by other listeners. On May 31st, he got a reply from Zulkifli Ibrahim of the Technical Network Section, saying due to recent problems with the old 50 kilowatt transmitter used since 1975, we're now transmitting KN at 100 kilowatts with a newer transmitter installed in 2004. I'm wondering where the new transmitter came from. Did they have to take it off some other service, or had it been idle? But this didn't last long. Martin Roth in the Netherlands says already by June 1st, they were back to their offset frequency, 5964.70 at 1757 and 2319, and then reconfirmed also by Ron Howard. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1672. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Such contributions help keep this non-commercial service going. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Julian Santiago Diez de Bonilla in Mexico DF notified us June 2nd that Radio Mil had reactivated once again XEOI on 6010, parallel to medium wave, 1,000 kilohertz. I was unable to hear it the next few mornings between 11 and 12 UT when it ought to be propagating and without interference. So I asked Julian about this again, and he says it's not on the air 24 hours now, but only between 22 and 03 UT. Or maybe 04 UT, he told some Condish List readers. Unfortunately, that's when there's the most interference from other Latin American stations. Brazil and Colombia, both on 6010, but all three of them on slightly different frequencies. And all I've been hearing is a mixture of heterodynes from those 3 week signals. However, the farthest one above 6010 is probably XEOI. Meanwhile, at least, I've been enjoying a lot of Mexican sporadic ETVDX on channels 2 through 5 at various times through June 2nd, but a lull in the sporadic E season apparently set in June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Here's Outerlog Micronesia, even if you can't hear any modulation. PMA The Cross is on an off frequency, 4755.5 approximately. That's almost enough to make it obvious what you're hearing. And they have a timer which cuts the transmitter off very close to 1159 UT. Listen to it with a BFO if you can't hear anything else, as I did on May 31st and June 1st. From the safe distance of Enid, I was monitoring carefully what the radio and TV stations around Oklahoma City were doing during another tornado outbreak, May 31st. As before, many of the FM and AM stations were relaying TV stations according to different agreements which cluster you were listening to, and some of the AM stations were off the air for a while, but it may have just been power outages rather than actual damage. However, one station was off and stayed off until it finally returned the afternoon of June 5th. That was KZUE 1460 in El Reno. It's on Radio Road and quite close, I think, to where the EF5 tornado spawned. I was wondering if they were damaged or destroyed. I still haven't heard what caused them to be off the air, but at least they did manage to come back with a belated announcement required by the FCC about their license renewal, with the deadline date already passed, May 1st. By the way, KZUE is in Spanish, known as La Tremenda. Another Spanish station in Oklahoma I've mentioned before is 1120 KEOR near Tulsa, which has been on and off the air unpredictably, regardless of the weather. Now there's another new Spanish station on the same frequency. I won't have any trouble telling them apart since they're at about right angles, but elsewhere there might be a problem. It's in Austin, Texas, according to some items at Radio Discussions, which Artie Bigley brought to our attention, KTXW. It's called Éxitos 1120 with a ballad format. June 4th at 0520 on 15560, I was hearing a spirited discussion in a Southwest Asian language, which I had not noticed before. HFCC says it's an IBB service in Urdu from now in Germany between 04 and 06 UT, which only started a month ago on this frequency. However, further research shows it is Mashal Radio, M-A-S-H-A-A-L, and it's in the Pashto language, not Urdu, even though it is for the Pakistani side of the border with Afghanistan, formerly known as the Northwest Frontier Province, now known as the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Province. It's one of those extremely over-specialized services of U.S. government international broadcasting. By the way, DX Remix News Bulgaria points out that the other site in Germany, Vechtochtel, has now been closed down completely. So the only shortwave relay site still functioning in Germany is Nauen in the eastern part of the country. That is, besides all those low-power transmitters. In Australian DX News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria says there's one traditional small mistake about Adygean Radio Russia on 7325, which you find in the World Radio TV Handbook, HFCC, and DX Mix. He says, on Mondays, the program at 17 to 18 UT is in three languages. Each text is in Adygean, followed by translations in Arabic and Turkish. On Fridays at 17 to 18 and Sundays at 18 to 19, the program is only in Adygean on the same frequency, as he checked on May 24th, 26th, and 27th. Ron Howard in California notes that Radio Hargeisa Somalia 7120 preempted their English broadcast at 1320 to 1340 and stayed on the air past their normal closing at 1359 on both June 4th and 5th due to extended sports coverage. Victor Gunatelica notified us at 10 UT May 31st with a few hours to spare that that would be the final day for the Ekala Sri Lanka SLBC transmitting station. We knew they were going to close, but not exactly when. He says with a hurried move, SLBC decided to transfer all its Ekala transmissions to Trincomalee. And I'm sending this breaking news in case anyone can catch the final broadcast until 12:15 UT on 11905 and 7190. Starting June 1st, Trincomalee transmits SLBC as follows, at 0112 to 213 on 11905 in Hindi, at 0215 to 0330, 9770, the All Asia service in English, and 1115 to 1215 in Hindi and vernaculars on 9770. The power for all of those is 125 kilowatts. Incidentally, this finally removes SLBC from the ham band frequency 7190. Adrian Peterson of Wavescan has been planning to rebroadcast a special program about Ekala, originally from his Radio Monitors International, whenever Ekala actually closes, and that time has finally come, starting Sunday, June 9th, and following days in that week on AWR Wavescan, which is broadcast several times on WRMI 9955 KSDA, once via Nauen in Germany, and the best chance perhaps in North America would be the WINB broadcast, the only DX program they carry, Wednesday at 1900 on 13570. And furthermore, of course, a special QSL card is being issued for those who report this one Wavescan broadcast. Besides the new frequency via Sri Lanka for PCJ Radio International from Taiwan, Sundays only at 13 to 14 UT, 11835, Keith Perrone tells us he's adding more test transmissions to other targets relayed via now in Germany. 5955 to Europe, incidentally a former Radio Netherlands frequency. That's this Sunday, June 9th at 13 to 14 UT. And also to North America, 9925 UT Monday, June 10th at midnight to 0100, same frequency used by the mighty KBC 24 hours earlier. Reception reports, of course, much desired. On May 30th at 04:38, I found Tunisia reactivated on 17735 with their Arabic music. So would they also be on 7275? That carrier was on by 04:50, so we know that two transmitters are operational, but no modulation. When it started modulation, just before 04:57, the other frequency, 17735, stopped modulation and went off the air. We regret that again last week our broadcast on WWRB did not appear, apparently due to some internet problems at the station. UT Friday at 03:30 on 3195. However, I'm glad to note that since June 4th, that frequency has apparently been replaced by 5050, which will be much less noisy in the summer, I hope not only for World of Radio, but all their programming between midnight and 04:00 UT. As I mentioned about France, WRMI has resumed relaying WRN for many hours per week, which in turn, of course, relays many international stations. The new WRMI schedule via WRMI.net shows WRN at the following times. Overnight from 05 to 10 UT, but on Saturdays and Sundays it starts earlier at 0300. Also Sunday afternoons at 15 to 19, and Saturdays at 16 to 21. The last one means World of Radio gains an additional time, the WRN broadcast, Saturday at 17:30, now also on 9955. However, Jeff White confirms that on weekdays they are again turning off the transmitter, so they're internet only, Monday through Friday between 14 and 23. Check the North American service schedule of WRN for exactly which stations are on at what time, including Poland, Prague, Israel, Swiss Info, RFI, Channel Africa, Asia Calling, KBS, Sweden, Vatican, Slovakia, Guangdong, bands from Denmark, and Media Network Plus. As expected, WIFR has canceled all its Spanish and Portuguese frequencies. All we have left is 6115 in English in the evenings, with a very young-sounding Harold Camping. And now we have news of further cuts coming at Okeechobee. Many of the Radio Taiwan International relays are due to be dropped on July 1st from 9690, 11565, and 15440. The last one means we'll no longer have the English hour at 2200, but presumably still 1 hour left of Taiwan in English at 0300 on 6115. Paul S. in Connecticut notes that New York radio Volmet, which mysteriously appeared on exactly 2,000 kHz last winter, has finally disappeared, no longer heard it. 0500 UT June 2nd, but still on 3485. Here's an intriguing NID from Maurits von Driesche in Belgium. On almost exactly 5938 June 1st at 23 UT, some weak audio. It's not a medium-wave harmonic from the 9 kHz plan in Europe, so I think it's most likely the sum or difference between a regular shortwave frequency and a medium-wave frequency somewhere in Europe at the same site. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC, speaking at 12 and 3 on June 7th and 12th, 25 and 5 June 21st, 30 and 5 on June 28th. Solar flux peaking at 125 June 17th to 19th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1672.